like to read first of all in John's Gospel and chapter 17, verse 24, John 17, verse 24. Father, as to those whom thou hast given me, I desire that where I am, they also may be with me, that they may behold my glory, which thou hast given me, for thou lovest me before the foundation of the world. Then earlier in the same gospel, right at the beginning, in fact, chapter 1 and verse 29, John 1, 29, on the morrow he sees Jesus coming to him and says, behold, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. Verse 25, on the morrow there stood John and two of his disciples, and looking at Jesus as he walked, he says, behold, the Lamb of God. And the disciples heard him speaking and followed Jesus. And then finally, in 2 Corinthians, chapter 3 of 2 Corinthians, and verse 18, we all, looking on the glory of the Lord with unveiled face, are transformed according to the same image from glory to glory, even as by the Lord the Spirit. The reference to John that I read in the second scripture, looking on Jesus, has been in very much before me last week or so. But I thought I'd read first of all in chapter 17, because there we have, as we all well know, details of one of the choicest prayers when our blessed Lord was in communion with his Father. John had the advantage of hearing what he said, and the Lord was concerned about us, that we might have some impression of the glory of who he really was. And I just feel that we need that to sustain us. We need some impression of the greatness of Jesus as the one who God has given glory to. For thou lovest me before the foundation of the world. Here we get some impression, we get some insight, can we say, into the relations between God the Father and his Son while here below. And we think get some impression of the glory that the Father had given him and the love that existed between them. It's a tremendous thing if we allow that to really soak into our beings, can we say, that we may really be concerned to have some impression of that for ourselves. What a difference it would make. And do it on a daily basis. I think that's the preservative. Phil's referred already to the fact how quickly the children of Israel forgot about God. And it's absolutely true. We can't go a day without being occupied with the blessed Saviour. And that's why I read these two references in chapter 1, to looking on Jesus as he walked. First time John says, the one who takes away the sin of the world, my blessed Saviour, the one who's done everything for me. And John, the great man that he was, had some impression of what Jesus was there for. And in the second reference, two of his disciples actually transferred their allegiance, perhaps that's the wrong expression, but at least followed Jesus. They'd been John's disciples, but they had some impression of Jesus as he walked and all the loneliness of the man. Some people speak about the Lord Jesus laying his glory by. I don't think that's right. I think we get glimpses of the glory of that blessed man right throughout his life here, looking on Jesus as he walked. He said, behold, the Son of the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. My Third scripture is looking at the glory of the Lord. Brethren have probably heard me on this scripture before. I love this particular verse. The difference it makes when I have some impression of the glory of the Lord, how it can change me from what I am as an ordinary man going about my life, changed me to being occupied and transformed as I see something of the glory of the Lord. The word transformed, an interesting one. The note speaks about it. The Greek originating term, word, and it's the word that describes the process that a caterpillar goes through in changing into a butterfly. You think of all the beauty of the various butterflies, the purple emperor, the swallowtail, all these lovely butterflies. They start off as a caterpillar. What a change. Gives me, as enjoying nature, some impression of the tremendous change, the tremendous capability, opportunity that the believer has as being occupied with the glory of the Lord, to be completely changed and to walk here in a way that's pleasing to him. May we all be concerned to have something of this on a daily basis, so we don't drop, we don't turn, we don't lose our high calling, but are occupied with the greatness of the one who's done everything for us.
Amen. Amen. Amen.